tell me, did you look forward to it, or did you think, oh, Christ, I've got another 2 weeks with Dad in the truck, or did you enjoy it?
Me and my brother would fight, and if my brother went with Dad, I'd go with his mate. You know, that's what the camaraderie was. You know, like we'd be going away on a 3-day trip, and I'd be gone for 2 weeks. That's what it was about, and that was the difference. Like now, you can't take your kids in the trucks. You can't go
because of insurance.
Work sites. You can't take them into sites where you load. Like, you know, with Dad, just say sit in the seat, don't do anything. You know, it's just a total different industry now. It's heavily regulated, and yes, look, it's probably regulated for the right reasons, but it's regulated. Like that's where I got the love for it, sitting in that passenger seat. You know, and you see people, you know, I watch this lady, they build stock trailers, and they put a video up of them with the kids in the bunk, you know, and they'll burn a family, and the social media absolutely roasted them because they had the kids in the bunk. Mate, I spent half of the time sleeping because I got bored, or Dad had wanted 15 minutes, so I'd have to walk up and down the parking bays and occupy myself, you know. But the thing was, is that's where it's different. They're so distracted now. That's what I feel. They've got everybody's doing social media. Dad didn't have that.
I know. Tell me, did your dad talk to you on those long trips when you were in the passenger seat, when you were his co-driver?
Probably the thing we did is you learnt music, like Hot August Night, Neil Diamond. But, you know, I had my first underage beer at the Wobbly Boot with one of Dad's mates, and it sat on the dash nearly till it got warm because I thought Mum would be bloody watching me in the back of my head. But we learnt so much, just learnt so much about the industry just talking to them. And I know how these new guys feel because I've gone into the industry and you sit there and you go, shivers, oh, how do I do this? How do I do that? No one shares it. I watched a young fella on that TikTok the other day using a cap tarp for the first time and he's sitting there going, oh, I hope I done good, guys. And everybody said, mate, good on you, because I don't know how to cap tarp anymore. It's all changed.
Did you have a favourite destination?
Boggabella, that was my favourite. Girly, but all those roadhouses are gone now. They're all different. You know,
And how old were you?
Oh, mate, I went from the age of probably 4 and through my teenage years.
And when you went with your dad and you'd stop at these roadhouses and there'd be other truckies there, they'd all know each other?
Oh, yeah, because there'd be Cliffy Bailey and all them, and they were like, you'd see it, you know.
Did they curb the language at the roadhouse because they had little ears there with you?
No, we learnt there. Mate, I think the funniest one was, like I said, about the ice cream. You know, like I just wanted ice cream for a feed, and like they never had cappuccinos. They just had, you know, milk coffee with the old Harrow's boilers, and you just sit there and they'd talk, and they'd have, you know, they'd just be tipping sugar in. No wonder my old man had no teeth. And we'd sit there and they'd talk about the industry and they'd go, oh, you know, got to watch down here. The roads are like this. The roads there, like the roads today are better than what they were back then. But, you know, the camaraderie was like, oh, I'll see you up at Boggabella. Yep, right, I'll meet you there. And we'd stop and you'd have a share and they'd talk and they'd have a feed and they'd catch up.
Wow. It was a family.
But it is still a family. And I watch it and I watch so many of the young guys whose dads were in that family trying to get that, and it's just not there like it used to be.
How do we get it back?
I think the teaching them better, but I also think that, like I said, they're more distracted trying to be something. Like they're trying to put videos on Facebook of, look at me, look at this truck. That guy's saying he's done his time in the Dodgers and that. That's spot on. Like, don't give them a 909 from the start. Work your way up. Like, shit, my old man had the 4th Barker trailer ever made. And they used to take him out for a drink, you know, and that was the days where there was just service and everybody spoke and, you know, that's gone. It's all gone.
Nick, sensational stuff, wonderful stories, and what a bond you and your father had. How lucky were you?
Oh, very. Because like I've always said, truck drivers, they give their life to the road so their families can have a life.